Hail and welcome. You are listening to the Event Horizon podcast of Crimson Tapestries, Episode 1, which I call Online Pagan Gardening. My name is Sean Miller, also known as Symbian, and I will be your host for the next 60 minutes or so. Crimson Tapestries creation sprang from an unusual beginning. I was inspired by many things, but more specifically, from about four people. Faithleen Stewart from Spirit Cast, Mojo and Sparrow from The Wigglian Way, and Lythe Wolf from The Broom Closet. When I began to browse their websites and download their podcast, I became totally enchanted. I couldn't stop listening or visiting their sites. All their material was just the right prescription for a starving, pagan, online newbie like me. They all are so kind, so non-judgmental, honest in their, to their listeners, really not afraid of laughing at themselves either, and sharing that with their listening audience. All these people have amazing people skills and sensitivity, a compassion for their friends and other podcasters that really, when you think about it, would make Deity proud that they chose to serve by sharing. None of them have ever claimed to have had teaching qualifications, but by listening and thinking about what they offer, I find that my own personal knowledge base is larger, that I now have concepts, techniques, and a mindset that is so enriched with value that it inspired and given me a glorious type of rebirth. Realistically, I feel I am so much more than before I began to listen to these podcasts. These folks have helped me to remember how valuable life is. Their podcast displayed so much truth and so much heart that even though I might not yet have accumulated that caliber of wisdom, I knew right then that podcasts are the way that I was meant to serve the gods. I believe that I was meant to use my voice to share, so I created Crimson Tapestry Podcast to answer that particular call from the god and goddess that I received, to entertain, illuminate, share pertinent information when I receive it along the path. If I understand the definitions, I am a hard dualist polytheist, but my nature seems to be centered around the Scottish, Irish, Welsh deity structures. Hey, I am a 51-year-old, 50-something-year-old Taurus male, born on May 5th, way back in the day during the Beltane fires, from what I understand. Please understand, I truly believe these folks deserve much more acknowledgement for their service to the gods than I am capable of giving. Simple shout-outs just don't do it. So, this podcast and those that follow are dedicated to them. And hopefully, a beautiful celebratory tribute to deity. I have touched, and I have been touched by Awen. These folks truly are gifts of the spirit, and from my perspective, I consider their presence sort of like online elders, and I will go out of my way to make sure that I honor them in as sacred a way as I'm capable of. In a word, Crimson Tapestries is me, paying it forward, and I hope that all my listeners enjoy Crimson Tapestries, as the whole concept was born out of love. I have so much to be grateful for. The pagan communities online accepted me unconditionally. No one ever prejudged me. There is a spiritual freedom here that almost borders on bliss. Another few podcasts that I wanted to highlight is Moonshine by Tegan Luad. This woman is quite amazing. The Celtic Myth Pod Show. All of these are found on the World Wide Web. Me, myself, I stumbled on them when I started skulking around Podcast Alley. Just a few words about Moonshine by Tegan Luad. Tegan is a fantastic person. Her online persona portrays a very intelligent but shy, witchy-type person, as she herself states, with some southern spice. It sounds like Tegan is so at home talking about her witchcraft practice that it makes it so easy for her listeners to close their eyes and follow Tegan along during her adventures and experiences. The next one I want to highlight is the Celtic Myth Pod Show. From my perspective, it is a radio play, a theatrical reenactment of deities' adventures and journeys. They are as accurate as I believe written documentation will allow. The podcast itself, and some excellent druid and bardic storytelling, the characters know and research the story so well, it is a challenge to remember that it's only listening to the characters in a radio play rather than listening to deity itself. It is very easy to get absorbed into most of the stories on Celtic Myth Pod Show. So kudos, folks. And very excellent team of people. With this amount of quality pagan and witchcraft material out there, I am constantly downloading something very interesting and new every day. Podcast Alley has a huge pagan selection, which for me translates into literally a huge pagan library of text and history books, metaphorically, hidden in plain sight. Folks, check them out. And when we return, our first segment, Online Pagan Gardening. So
this is Faithlene Stewart, the podcaster formerly known as Darkly Fae from the Dark Side of Fae. Now, I'm still coming to you live from the Red Leather Couch, but these days, I'm coming to you with a brand new show called Spirits Cast. Spirits Cast is a mostly pagan podcast that explores alternative spiritual modalities, community building, eclectic and solitary spiritual practice, and much, much more. Spirits Cast can be found at www.spiritscast.com, and everything you need to listen to or download the show will be found there. It is my heart's fondest wish that you join me over here on the lighter side of Fae with Spirits Cast, a mostly pagan podcast.
When the dark wood fell before me, all the paths were overgrown. When the priest of pride say there is no other way, I till the sorrows of stone. I did not believe because I could not see, though you came to me in the night. And when the dawn seemed forever lost, you showed me your love in the light of the stars. Cast your eyes on the ocean, cast your soul to the sea, where my dark night seems endless, please remember me. And when the mountain rose before me, by the deep well of desire, through the fountain of forgiveness, beyond the ice and the fire, cast your eyes on the ocean, cast your soul to the sea, where my dark night seems endless, please remember me. Give these clay feet to this feeble heart. Lift this mortal veil of fear. Take these crumbled hopes, etched with tears, and we'll rise above these earthly cares. Cast your eyes on the ocean. Cast your soul to the sea. Where my dark night seems endless, please remember me. Where my dark night seems endless, please remember me. Please remember me. Please remember me. Please remember me.
Online pagan gardening. A lot more of us solitaries out here have acquired our pagan and witchy knowledge base from books, our own intuition, common sense, and from those bold and hungry enough from our friends who we usually discover later on their pagan or witchy status by accident. A great deal of the literature that was available to us new students back in the day was for the most part rather shallow and really unenlightening, to say the least. Only recently, in the pagan and literary world, have authors decided to write, journal, blog, and author books that have been written to bypass the nonsense, garbage, and sketchy myths, and cut through to the meat of the religious and spirituality of paganism and witchcraft, which I am greatly appreciative of. Big time. But self-admittedly, we are free to read these books, but we can't actually ask a book for a clarifying question. With the advent of the internet and the World Wide Web, not only can we contact and ask our questions to the book authors, we can also ask the fans and followers of these authors those questions. Hooray for the internet! Yes! That is our connection with the online aspect of pagan gardening. And pagan gardening being a metaphor for planting good friendship seeds with fellow pagans and witchy types on the internet, those that are trusted and respected friendships, all of them must be earned over time. And the bond and value of such friendships when dealing with pagans and witches is indeed a sacred thing. Justifiably, because pagan trust is a state that in the pioneer days was so abused so severely that some lost their lives when they trusted the wrong person or people. So a lot of us are scared skinny about trying to form friendships. Certain topics seem to pop up for us when it comes to developing pagan friendships and learning from them. So when witches and pagans choose their friends, they do so very, very carefully, and over a long period of time. The resulting friendships is total. I'm reminded of certain natural laws and goals that also apply to online pagan gardening. Those for me were the Wiccan Reed, the Law of Three, the Law of Attraction, and some of the 13 Goals of a Witch by Scott Cunningham. Know yourself, know your craft, apply wisdom with knowledge, keep your thoughts in good order, and keep your words in good order. I learned a very valuable lesson and discovered what we say influences and changes others. Our interactions are not just limited to talking and listening. In fact, all of our senses can be called upon to learn and also to teach as well. We all resonate and are sympathetically resonating when dealing with friends who we trust and who trust us. We all can influence others quite powerfully without intending to. Okay, know that indirectly or directly exposing others to inappropriate or undesired issues will influence and cause harm. The seeds that we plant and grow can affect more people than can be imagined. The ripple effect is extremely far-reaching, and resonates through many, many lifetimes, even into quality quantum reality spaces. The lesson I learned was not a free one, and it did call for a price to be paid, which has been. When we come back for the next section called Tripping the Rift, Kissing the Veil, Mediumship, the Price Some Psychics End Up Paying. You are listening to Symbian on the Crimson Tapestries podcast. At the end of the podcast, I will mention my email address for any questions, comments, suggestions that you might have in regards to me, the topics, the show, or any other questions that you might have. I will do my best to answer all emails that I receive. Also, each show will end with a teaser, which I would love to hear your responses and reflections about. So record your responses as an MP3 file or text message me if you want them read or played on the air. You need to give me permission to do so, depending on space available. Tripping the Rift, Kissing the Veil. The Price Some Mediums Have to Pay. We all have various degrees of psychic abilities that spread right across the application spectrum. A lot of us discovered how to shield, ground, and tune early after our discovery of the abilities that we currently display. Some, however, never found out how or that they actually could. Issues, control dramas, negative thought forms, and general dark matter, and needless to say, ended up adopting more than their capacity to handle. None of us was born with the filters turned on, as the knowledge about grounding already active. We had to learn it very quickly and make it work. Otherwise, the emotional noise and garbage would build up within us and infect anyone that we were acquainted with, or almost like a virus, most of the time not really realizing that we were infecting others. I was one of the lucky ones. While discovering my aptitudes, I was attending a psychic for readings on a semi-regular basis. I wanted to know how I could actually give readings. Well, she decided to help, and first taught me how to filter, ground, and clear, and then how to give a reading. I sort of became her pet project. I was a stubborn and impatient Taurus male bull, like in the china shop. This lady was bound and determined to help me unlock my potential. Did I mention how impatient I was? This wonderful woman turned out to be a pagan witch as well as a psychic, but I never did really find out what tradition she was. But in retrospect, I probably figured that she was a gardnerian. My initial divination tools at that time were I Ching, runes, and a scrying bowl. Later on, I tried tarot, numerology, but I found those to be too mechanical and overly detailed, too much information. She taught me how to shield at a core level and also how to rotate my core frequency to remove myself from being a target of psychic attack. However, for the most part, my shields are always up. It's been quite a long time since I did readings, primarily because it requires a release of control that scares the pants off me. That is also the reason I no longer trans-channel. Too psychically immature for that type of seriousness. This is my current challenge, to learn to trust enough to exercise an honest release of control, to address and resolve my vulnerability issues, eh? Pagan-wise, witchcraft-wise. Embrace my abilities in a full way and keep fear from stalemating my progress on my path. As the old saying goes, only you can break a stalemate. None of us were born with fear. We learnt it externally from various sources. But to paraphrase a line from the movie Dune, fear is the little mind killer. Some certain fears we need in order to maintain our ability to focus. The rest of the fear categories, garbage, harmful. Witches can work magic and change their reaction to any fear stimulus from negative to positive. Easy, right? Shifting from negative fear-based habit pattern addictions to positive freedom mindset is not as easy as it sounds, but we're capable of doing it, being pagans and witches. When we return, next up, is Whisperworks, the sound of magic.
This is Mojo.
And this is Sparrow.
From the Wiggly and Way. The Wiggly and Way is a pagan podcast that explores the many facets of living a magical lifestyle.
We are two Wiccans practicing witchcraft in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Join with us and explore your path on the Wiggly and Way.
You can download us at thewigglyandway.libsyn.com.
You can also find us using iTunes. We're at Podcast Pickle and on Podcast Alley. Thanks for walking
the Wigglian Way.
Whisperworks, the sound of magic happening. I am not totally certain, but I expect that this technique might still be relatively new. Metaphorically, why use a sledgehammer to push in a thumbtack when your thumb will do the job perfectly? Early when I first started working the craft, all of my rituals and requests were, to say the least, very loud and obnoxious. Doing things this way achieved limited responses, if anything at all. But I continued in earnest. But over time, any connections that I managed to open seemed to shut down almost as quickly as they opened. Very strained and forced. I would close my eyes, bow my head, and forcefully blast out my sincere requests. Over time, I began to get frustrated and started to feel as if I was being ignored by my spirit guides and deity. In sad desperation, I turned to nature, trees, plants, animals. My loud requests became almost subliminal whispers. Whenever I did this, I noticed something rather peculiar. My whispers had a very powerful intimacy about them, and it actually felt as if I had a rock-solid connection and was that I was being listened to. Strangely, the whispers were actually cutting through and reaching their targets, almost friction-free 100% of the time. Working or not, they did get through. From then on, I began to try to break the habit of shouting my requests. It was a habit because over time my mindset had established that I needed a big voice in order to acquire big energy. Happily, that was no longer the case for me. My body would still make big movements and gestures, but I have to remember to use my quiet inside voice. Currently, I am experimenting with a few modifications that also use my quiet voice, employing a very quiet melodic chant that I hum with a very strong thought form image in mind. Anyway, I will check back in with you guys and give you some feedback in a later episode, but please feel free to experiment using this particular technique. I would be very interested in your feedback. The next section coming up is the Pagan Walk-in Closet when we return.
Every week for the Moonshine Podcast at www.moon-shine.org. I'm stirring the cauldron with some Southern spice, so drink it in.
Never been this high drinking moonshine.
The Pagan Walk-in Closet, a sanctuary, sacred space, hidden in plain sight. Being a closeted, solitary, hermit-style Celtic witch, I can certainly identify with other practitioners who find themselves having to exercise, practice, and even celebrate their beliefs in secret and invisible solitude. Creating and maintaining a sanctuary with all the trappings used to be such a daunting challenge way back in the day. Everything had to be hidden and disguised as something else. Talismans, amulets, charms, they all had to be made out of a material that could be made instantly to disappear without a trace. Usually they were either made of wax or paper, as wax melts and paper burns. most, if not all, of the ritual tools were objects that were easily found in the home. Brooms, kitchen knives, boiling pots, etc. Folks, the witchcraft evolution has come a long way over the centuries, but in regards to spiritual persecution, condemnation for being a non-Christian belief system practitioner, sadly, we are still being metaphorically bound, banished, or burned. In these more civilized times, pagans, witches, and practitioners of the craft are sometimes asked to resign, to quit, to leave, and some are purposely overworked to the point of failure, simply because the employer is prevented from ditching them any other way. So secret solitude and invisible practice still is the order of the day as far as I'm concerned. However, using our pagan intelligence, we have transplanted the whole craft of the wild belief system from external and vulnerable to mental, virtual, and finally a sanctuary and sacred space that can no longer come under the scrutiny of detractors, Christians or otherwise. Witchcraft and paganism online is greatly helping to educate and enlighten the general public to our non-Christian but non-threatening belief system. It still is a very slow progress of evolution. Final section for today is Pagan SDI, Pagan Self-Defense Initiative, when we return after a brief announcement. So stay tuned. On the Crimson Tapestries podcast. At the end of the podcast, I will mention my email address for any questions, comments, suggestions that you might have in regards to me, the topics, the show, or any other questions that you might have. I will do my best to answer all emails that I receive. Also, each show will end with a teaser, which I would love to hear your responses and reflections about. So record your responses as an MP3 file or text message me if you want them read or played on the air. You need to give me permission to do so, depending on space available.
I watch for the snake charmer with their burning eyes and fertile belly, standing on the riverbank, noon or midnight, wreathed in the smell of birth and the notes from a wooden flute. Here where the forest opens, the leaves and petals are luminous, edged in silver, poisonous and medicinal. I would be the surface of the pool to see both worlds at once, as self-contained as a snake, to be at home in my skin, at home on the mountain's face, drinking from clouds, talking with the dead, jiggling with holiness, every sinew spitting sparks.
I am learning to speak like the language of stones, like rivers over rock, life flowing in the bones, a fire in the wind, an ocean over sand. I am traveling home where I first began, knowing for the first time where I once began. Full circle, home.
The strangest landscape begins to look familiar. I can walk this country in my sleep. Signs of divination, the maze of emergence, the ritual dreams for saving the soul of the world. The sounds are as intimate as breath. My lips move over the syllables like a blind woman's fingers over the face of her firstborn. Insects hum at the forest's edge and the sun stops overhead. The smell of sage and cedar will be on my skin forever. Everything becomes sacred. Smoke rises from a ring of stones and the ashes are thrown downwind. Bits of thread flutter from the bushes as if marking a trail.
I am learning to speak the language of stones, like rivers over rock, life flowing in the bones, a
fire in the wind, an ocean over sand. I am traveling home where I once began, knowing for the first time where I once began. Full circle, home.
You weary nations, I'm like some new being you've never encountered before. Yet there is nothing about me you can't recognize. I live in the place where you perceive me. Look again. I am the arrow point that finds the boar's heart. I am the flicker of red from a blackbird's wing. I am the feather sprouting from your most secret wounds. You will teach me, all will come, I swear it. We will meet where the forest is deepest, where the night is blank and there are no stars. For I am your annihilation, come to make peace.
Language of stones, like rivers over rock, life flowing in the bones, a fire in the wind, an ocean over sand. I am traveling home where I once began, knowing for the first time where I once began.
Do you have Celtic roots? Are your ancestors from Ireland or Scotland or Wales? From Cornwall, Brittany, the Isle of Man or Gaul? Do you love stories and tales? Ancient myths, legends and folklore of the Celtic peoples? Do you want to hear more about King Arthur, Gwydion, Taliesin, Cuchulain, wild magic and the realms of the Otherworld? Do you want to hear about the old gods, druids and fairies in a way that they're not just dusty, dry words on a page? Then you need the Celtic Myth Pod Show, available from CelticMythPodShow.com. In the days when the world was young, the days when the air was clean and the dew was fresh upon the grass.
Listen well, for I have tidings for you. Warriors are coming from across the sea.
Trang, take this message back with you. Tell the Fearbold that they must give my people either battle or live in peace in half of Erin.
On my word, I should prefer to give you half of Erin than to face your weapons.
The Celtic Myth Pod Show will bring you the bravery of heroes and heroines, the magnificent pantheon of gods and goddesses, and the magic and wonder of druids, fairies, and folklore. Our ancestors would listen to these stories as told to them by their bards. They wouldn't read them in books. This podcast brings the magic of sound back into our legends. A new episode comes out twice a month and builds into a complete collection of tales from Celtic mythology. So just sit down, get comfortable, and join us every other week. Listen to news, chat, and a story from Celtic mythology with the Celtic Myth Pod Show from CelticMythPodShow.com. That's CelticMythPodShow.com.
Pagan STI, Self-Defense Initiative. Here we are, the final segment. Pagan STI. Well, because this is targeting from a pagan witchcraft perspective, you would expect we would be hinting around hex and curse instructions, right? No. In my book, you won't find any. Anything concerning that here, someone once said, you can't heal if you can't hex. I disagree with this rather severely. Our genetic code has no hex or curse properties. It does come, however, with the ability to heal. Sadly, though, there are ill-wishers out there. Rather than send them back something ultimately nasty, I chose to shield and defend myself in a different way. It is called an invoking pentagram. The method and each point of the pentagram covers a stage in the overall protection. a very powerful method that involves your core ID frequency. Remember I was telling you earlier about changing, rotating your core ID frequency. That is part of this protection scheme. Stage one is create a biosphere or an egg shield of love and light with many layers. Stage two is ground by rooting into the Earth Mother. Root so deeply that you actually feel her heartbeat. Stage three, clear out all the negative energy and issues. I use a rainbow water mist in a shower to do that. Stage four, apply a mirror coat and rotate your core ID frequency. You'll need deity's help to do this because it's deity that gave you the core frequency in the first place. Stage five, realign your triple soul to complete and complement the core frequency. You can remember the steps simply by recalling I shield, I ground, I clear, I mirror, rotate ID, I realign. It is good that it stops everything except two-way love and light. If there is enough interest, email me and I will work up a generic meditation as a playable MP3 and send it to you. When I return, a bit of a teaser for episode 2, so stay tuned.
Oh, 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 oh
This is Mojo.
And this is Sparrow.
From the Wiggling Way. The Wiggling Way is a pagan podcast that explores the many facets of living a magical lifestyle.
We are two Wiccans practicing witchcraft in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Join with us and explore your path on the Wiggling Way.
You can download us at thewigglingway.libsyn.com.
You can also find us using iTunes. We're at Podcast Pickle and on Podcast Alley.
Thanks for walking the Wiggling Way.
The teaser, the monsters of the id, the subconscious monsters we create, purposely or by accident. According to my limited knowledge of psychology, the monsters of the id refers to a psychological capacity our subconscious and unconscious has of dark creation. We all create our own monsters. Some are weak, some are strong, and some have been given so much power that they occasionally escape our mental constructs and terrorize our friends. All of our monsters are very real, as we have created them. Our mind is the most magical and powerful tool that we have at our witchy command. As pagans get more knowledge and experience, we learn how to discipline our fears and keep our monsters under lock and key. External teachers and mentors and some elders are able to help us with this particular discipline, as chaos is not a definitive balance point. Something for us to all think about. We will get into it more on next show. You are listening to Symbian on the Crimson Tapestries podcast. At the end of the podcast, I will mention my email address for any questions, comments, suggestions that you might have in regards to me, the topics, the show, or any other questions that you might have. I will do my best to answer all emails that I receive. Also, each show will end with a teaser, which I would love to hear your responses and reflections about. So record your responses as an MP3 file or text message me. If you want them read or played on the air, you need to give me permission to do so, depending on space available.
Fair maid, white and red.
What you have heard is true. The effects contained in this presentation were as close to being authentic as was humanly possible under studio conditions. The opinions expressed were those of Symbian and or Crimson Tapestries and are not necessarily those of the online service provider, website, admin, or moderators. Symbian and Crimson Tapestries have made every attempt to comply with guidelines provided. The purpose of this podcast is to amuse, enlighten, and perhaps awaken knowledge that we have all access to already. Symbian, Crimson Tapestries, and associates are held safe harmless against any misuse of the information or inaccuracy of said information. The podcasts of Crimson Tapestries were provided as an attempt to serve the gods, and nothing else was shown or inferred or implied. Thank you for downloading the show. You can submit text responses or recorded audio responses as MP3 files, but if you intend us to read it or play it during the show, you will need to send us permission to do so. But for now, we must say merry meet, merry part, and blessed be. Hail and farewell. Thank you for listening. See you next time. For those who wish to submit something, my email address is crimsontapestries, C-R-I-M-S-O-N-T-A-P-E-S-T-R-I-E-S,